It is Tuesday, November 22nd, this is Special Commissioners Court Meeting, second floor, Brooks County Courthouse. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. This is an open meeting. I will start with any public comments. I'm sorry, yes, let's do a roll call. Thank you for the...
Acosta County Commissioner, Precinct 1.
Acosta County Commissioner, Precinct 3.
Brooks County Judge Imelda Barrera, Tony Martinez, Commissioner 4 is absent, and Vincent Vargas, Commissioner 2 is absent, but we do have a quorum, along with County Clerk's Office, Alvarez Silva, and Mrs. Saavedra, and Brooks County Auditor's Office. Okay, now we can start. Sorry. Any public comments at this time? Okay, let's move on along with line item 2. Approved Tax Assessor Collector Chief Deputy's Monthly Report.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is a report for October 2016. Our total county road and bridge ad valorem tax is $1,240,003.25. Our farm-to-market remittance was $135,767.11, for a total county remittance of $1,375,770.36. Our attorney fees for the county was $1,966.44. And the second report you see is our percentage for our general fund. We're about 30% right now. And 8 of our top 10 have paid already. So the majority of our money is in. Our number 7 and our number 1 have not paid yet, though. So the only 2 that we're lacking.
So that's of the top 10, 8 have come in?
Yes.
And that's...
2 went in October, the rest will be paid out in December for the month of November.
Okay. And that'll be it for the rest of the fiscal year?
No, we have 2 left.
Well, I mean 2.
Oh, right,
that's
right.
Only 2 remaining?
Right.
Number 1 and number 2.
Number 1, which is Net Pipeline Partners, and number 7, which is Bluefin Resources, they have not paid.
So, I mean, I guess that's good, which, yes, it is, but just keep in mind that you've got 2 remaining for the rest of the year.
We got the whole year.
Yeah, the whole year, just about, and you got 2 remaining. And just for the record.
6 paid in November, the other 2 paid in October.
Wow.
And the balance is 1.375?
Right. Yes, 1,375. So.
Right.
Any other questions?
No, thank you for the holiday. Any questions? Other questions? The motion to approve.
Motion.
Motion by Garza, second by?
Second.
All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Motion approved. Okay. Line item 3, discuss and approve hazard mitigation grant and ability of the meeting to 25% share of Brooks County, 25% to consist of in-kind services which include man-hours, mileage, etc. The federal share of $50,150.25 and the applicant share of $16,716.75 for a total project cost of $66,867. Good morning and thank you.
As discussed, there is a 25% match that comes with that you guys have the ability to have. Looking at the planning team, the 7 members of it, and the average hours per person worked and the volunteer rate that everyone is, their time is charged to, if it was 10 hours per person outside, working on it outside of meetings and including the time, meeting time, the amount of match that would be gathered by the whole team would be roughly $1,574. If each team member put in 15 hours of work on these plans outside of, the planning meetings and including the planning meetings, it would be roughly $2,361 in match. And if each planning team member were able to put in 20 hours, including meetings, it would be a total of $3,148. Now, Your county does have GIS capabilities. If you are able, if the GIS person has the capabilities, or if your department has the capabilities to create the maps that we need and do the analysis that's needed for this, we can count that time too. Roughly, it takes about 24 hours, maybe a little bit more, in order to create these things. And those 24 hours would add an additional $500 to $600, depending on how much it went through. There's also mileage that can be counted, and the current IRS set rate for mileage is 0.54 per mile. So most of it's going to be, you know, not too much driving, but let's say all 17 members turn in a total of 100 miles. That'd be another 54 in that. So you're looking at the possibility of getting anywhere three, and at the very, very upper end, 4,000 per match, which would be taken off of the 16. Six. Now there's the other issue, you know, the other part of billing. We have it set up so that they're billed quarterly for this project, and this is a reimbursement grant. So each quarterly billing would be $13,333, and then reimbursement would come back in $10,000, pretty much even. And it takes roughly 60 days for that reimbursement to come back. That's how long it's been taking the process now. However, if it would work better for the county, we can wait and do the entire billing at the end. So the full project, you would be billed for the full project, the full $66,600. At the end of the project cycle, you would pay that bill and then wait for the reimbursement, which would be roughly $50,000. So we're willing to work and, you know, whatever works best with the county. Also, the match will be collected monthly, but we'll tally it up for the quarter, so you would know how much would go towards the billing in the quarter.
And what about the in-kind? I thought it was...
That is the in-kind.
That is the in-kind. And who's going to pay, make up this road and bridge, or who?
Okay, so what the in-kind match does is whoever is working on the planning team, so let's say Judge Barrera's time, what she would do is for every meeting she attends, even commissioner's courts, when you guys go to approve the plan for sending, your time would count. There's an Excel spreadsheet that has been developed and approved by Texas Division of Emergency Management, and it has the volunteer rate of $22.49 per hour. So what you do is on this Excel spreadsheet, you would say, I spent 2 hours at a planning meeting with GrantWorks, which is the company I work for, so, and then it would auto-calculate, and that would be $44.98. And then that would be one way, that's how you track your match. So whoever does any work on this plan, you know, track that time from half an hour to, you know, 3 or 4 hours at a time.
Because we don't have anything in our budget for this. We didn't budget any money.
But the reason we're here is because
no county match.
Yeah, HMGP grants are always 25% match. There's never a no match. There is the possibility of doing the in-kind, but given the type of work that we're doing and the amount of people...
So we have to pay first and then get reimbursed.
Yes, that's how it works. However, if you choose to do the quarterly payment, so the quarterly payments, what you can do is you can get the reimbursement of $10,000, and this is just keep recycling that $10,000 to pay your next quarter, and just add on the additional $3,333 that it would be.
And it's
going to
be up to the state to say yes, you're going to accept the same time.
The state has approved the form already, and actually this form has been used by other jurisdictions and other entities previously, so it is based off of that. So the state accepts the in-kind match, and and every grant goes through an audit process. So the only time the in-kind would be looked at is right now.
So then to open an account, and then money is in that account.
This is it's a hazard mitigation plan, okay? It's planning committee. And my idea is to, of course, do something about our flooding. Of course, that is what I'm looking at. You know, have some type of planning committee to do something before it gets out of hand. You know, last year when we sat here, and there was, it had rained for a few days, I think a week, we're sitting here and we're discussing an action plan.
Yeah.
And we're being flooded already, the water, you know, water's coming through. So that was, that's my idea, to have an action plan for flooding in this county. Once again, go ahead.
I will also say, in order to open yourself up for further grants to be eligible, so there are, so after we have a big disaster, so let's say the tornadoes up in North Texas last year, there's a certain money set aside for mitigation projects. And in order to be eligible for those monies to mitigate any kind of project, especially flooding, you have to have one of these plans in place. There's also an annual grant stream, which is called the pre-disaster mitigation grant stream, which in order to be eligible for it, you have to implement these plans. There's also the flood mitigation system, which again, you have to have all these plans in order to have 3 years.
We haven't had one.
So if you have a disaster, this has nothing to do with your public assistance or individual assistance that you get from FEMA. So what those do, public assistance and individual assistance, they get things back to the status quo. So they get it back to what it was before it flooded. What the HMGP, PCM, and FMA grants do is they make it so that it won't flood again. So you don't have to keep going through the destructive process in order to get back to where you were.
This is why it's very important for the Commissioners Court to budget correctly so that we can have something to fall back on, you know, in case, you know, if we have an opportunity like this and we can have that extra money, a little bit of cushion there, so we can, you know, we won't have a problem to get this done. But, you know, it's not that Brooks County doesn't have any money. I think it's just that Brooks County doesn't know how to budget correctly. If I, you know, I want to say that because that's exactly what it is.
Well, and like I said, if you do the quarterly payment, it's $13,333 your first quarter,
mm-hmm.
and it'll take almost about 60 days to get the $10,000 reimbursement. But once you get that $10,000 reimbursement, all you do is add $3,333 for the next quarter, and you can just kind of keep rolling over that reimbursement.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, but like I said, if it makes it easier for budgeting to be charged the full $66,000 at the end, and then, you know, we take off match, and then, you know, from the state, and then the rest of it is reimbursed at the $75,000. So
before this, when this thing first came about, it was with the understanding that there was no match?
There was no match. That's what we understood.
And so...
I think it was Jeff that had...
No match, and so that therefore no nothing.
So I'll back to you in the minutes, and it says that you asked the question, Carlos, and it's real that this is a cost funding, and the judge is not on the person sitting here, judge at home. So I don't think it's an issue of bad budgeting on behalf of the county. I think it's an issue of uninformed information or communication between Jeff to the court. So if we would have known, we would have budgeted in order to gain the sitter and budget $100,000, $67,000 in our budget just to put the money in the budget. So we don't have money in the budget for this because it was a budget because it was told to us it was no cost, which is on the official minutes and the Congress office. So I'll make sure we understand that, right? So I think we need a plan. I think I do agree we need it. This doesn't stop any grants from coming up to this house for things for flooding or emergency stuff. I think we need it, but we have to find out where we can get the money to do that. I just want to bring it back and forth so the people understand, okay, it's going to be a cost. It's going to be a cost. Because we did talk to Mr. James, or whatever his name was, the Congo. We called him, and he said that the state does have an option to not accept the in-kind contribution. Alright, so let's put that on the table. Alright? We can go out to the client and say, well, we're not going to accept this part. Or they have the option to do that. And the grant says it's 25% or more of the cost share of the project. So, my question to the court is, it's not in the budget. I think we need to find out where we're going to get it from because mine doesn't disappear in trees. We have a pretty tight budget this year. And I agree with, but we can use some of that money, you know, do a little dividend and get out here. I understand that we can do that. And I think it's easy, but I just want to set the record straight. It's not, it was brought to us at no cost, whether that was communication or not, that probably was not budgeted.
HMGP can be a very confusing thing, especially if you have been working it for a long time. I've been working it for over 3 years, and so that's kind of like the nuances. But like I said, if it is better for the county to have the billing done all at once, this project isn't slated to be completed for another year, so there would be time in the next fiscal budget to budget for it.
Would be perfect.
Yeah, if you guys would like to do that, because we can
do the next budget.
Right? Yeah, and we can bill you all at the end. So let's see, you guys are slated for completion in quarter one of 2018, so which would be January, February, March.
What did you say, Mr. Petroleum?
We can do it next year's budget. Let's do it.
Okay. When I asked that question last time, I think that was a legit question on my part. It was good.
Yeah. Great question. It was just communication.
I asked that question so we wouldn't get to this point.
Sure.
That's what it was.
Well, and once again, I wanted to go back to saying that we need to have some type of question that we can say, at least we've got a little bit of this saved up for the just in case. We can't live like... Even at your house, you don't live on, you will say, it's not going to happen, so I might not get this expense. If your car breaks down or your vehicle breaks down, where are you going to get that money from to fix it? We got to think like that. We got to make sure you know that we can't continue to borrow. We can't continue to do this. We got to have something to fall back on. As a county, we've got to have something to fall back on. We budget for other positions, you know, that bring in revenue. We budget for this. We have to learn how to budget for things that are important, such as the county, the necessities of the county.
And if we do bill you at the end, it will not only give you time to, you know, do the full budget, have a little extra in there, what you can do for your budgeting in order to have a little bit of cushion is budget for the full amount, pretend in-kind match isn't even there. And so then that way you guys can have that little bit of that little bit of wiggle room in there. And with it at the end, this doesn't put a pinch on you guys now, and it doesn't like kind of mess with your rainy day funds out in case, in the event that, you know, God forbid, something does happen before then. So, if that would work best for the county,
That's fine. It gives us more time to work on the plan.
With doing the full billing cycle at the end.
Okay. We can budget it for next year, and it gives us more time to work on the plan.
And it gives us more time to, you know, kind of figure out where we are with in-kind match, and if, you know, we need to put a little more in, or if you guys should go with where everything is.
So, so if we're in the process of getting it done, and we're going to go back here, so if something happens, will you receive grant money? Do you know that we're in the process? We have to complete the plan.
It would depend on where you are. If you guys have to assist in grant review, there's no money. It just depends on how you guys review it. As long as you show you have progress and you're not just starting it, then the quicker we get it done, the better. It's power.
Okay. Any other questions?
Like I said, it depends on who you get, who you talk to, and it takes about, from the application period, if you apply for one of these grants from the application period to the actual awarding, it's 6 months to a year. So within that time frame, you know, you should be well on your way to having an approved thing.
Okay. All right, so we'll just go ahead and pass on this, and I'll just narrow down as a discussion on line item 3. Correct, and then we'll get back with you for next budget.
And then I will be here for any CDBG questions on that.
Okay, all right.
So just that discussion.
Okay, line item 4, discuss review and possible act on leasing Brooks County Annex Building Room 108 to Brush Country GCD for $160 per month utilities without phone, internet, and janitorial service is to be included in the monthly rate. Mr. Zines?
Do I go over the whole proposal again, or?
Let me ask you, did they meet with you? Did Tony and August meet with you in reference to this?
No.
Oh, with your board, I'm sorry. No?
Oh, we had a meeting, last week, and nobody came. Tony came by to see me before the meeting and said he had a doctor's appointment. So we discussed it, but we're still at the same position we were when I came here.
I spoke to Commissioner Martinez, and he told me that he wants to place on our next agenda, he wants to place the relocation of JP 2 and 3 over there. So But he's not here today, so I don't think we can do anything with it right now.
2 and 3 over there, and then...
Well, we have a quorum, we can decide right now. We have a quorum, if we're going to let him, we have a quorum, that means that we have the power right now to say yes to Mr. Sines or say no. Bottom line.
This is a ball down to...
Yes, that's what it is.
This is the current room, or...
No, this would be the other office.
Well, the constable used to be headquartered.
Right.
I came before, made a proposal to my board that we're going to need additional office space. We're going to hire a new employee, as well as expand our services to provide water quality testing for any well owner within the three-county area. But we need additional room. The two rooms that we have now wouldn't accommodate neither one of what, of the items we want to do. So consequently, I came before Commissioner's Court with a proposal of leasing that additional room. I went ahead and measured it, and I calculated the per square footage of what we were paying, and if the county were to be interested in leasing it, we would be willing to pay the same rate on that additional room, which amounted to $860 a month. The $650 we pay to you now, plus $860 for that additional room. And the length of the lease extends through, I think there's about a year and a half left on the current lease.
I think what they were waiting on is Dr. Boyd moving those JPs, and this is hearsay, of course, and that you know that it's not even worth saying, but I want to repeat it. Dr. Boyd was supposed to rent that building over there. JPs are supposed to go over there. But that's not going to happen. Dr. Boyd is, I spoke to him yesterday. He has probably found another nicer place, you know, for his services. So even if that would happen, I think it's still inappropriate. It's not an appropriate place for the JPs because it's a small area for all of them to be there with their assistance. But it's up to you all. The other...
For that office, we have plans for it, so...
Well, this is the second time he's here, so it's a, you know, I think we should give him the respect of Tony should have been here, and Ben should be here. They are the commissioners, you know, and they need to represent the precinct. And if they want to conduct county business, they should be here. Do I have a motion to approve?
What was the Ms. Garza, what was the other stuff you had in mind? The other business you said?
I'm sorry?
The other, what was the plan you had in place?
We need all the JPs over there.
But you had said just...
Because there was a doctor going to occupy the building.
But now he's not going?
I don't know, I haven't heard anything.
No, I just talked to him yesterday.
Dr. Boyd?
Dr. Boyd.
Was going to rent there, but...
Yeah, but he found another place over here, which is the medical services. Over here on the, what is that street? Oh, 285, yeah. The double white.
Yeah. For Valley.
Valley Optical Center. Mm-hmm. Which is probably more appropriate for him. Yes, I know.
Mr. Bacioli had raised his hand.
Yeah, I know. I know the other county goes to actually move to use that whole facility where we are on JPs and have a portal, have good parking. Next bar office, prayer office, and all the management, all the lines out there. Whether or not we're going to call it out, we can set up that whole room. Is that whole building came over to rent out, so we could call the head off our energy, has a brand new electric block outside of it, is either basically inner electricity, inner line. So that's kind of where that we're going to move Bobby and Lana over there to where Dr. Chalice is moving out. So they have it out to help in there. Get the JPs over here with us and move the juvenile. We can spot them. So that was our understanding, but if y'all sell this room to the water district, will that demolish all that? I think it's an investor just as far as financially, as far as that myself and my wife have with us. They're always seeing, we're
Well, I don't think it's the best interest of the county because there's so much money in there. And, you know, they have court. Sometimes they come in here to borrow the courtroom, the conference room. That building over there is used for elections. It's used for a lot more other things than just court. So there's Terry there with $1,375,000 there. So I don't think that would be in the best interest of the county. One office for four JPs and, what, five assistants?
No, that's not it, sir. That office is for one JP. It's not all JP goes to that one office. That is one JP.
And where are the other JPs going?
Well, the other JPs go on the office. They want to move on over here, so we have elections closer here.
Who's good? Who's good? Who's good?
Well, Tony and, well, I guess they told me.
They know. Well,
yeah.
We've been talking about it. It's going to be in the
I want y'all to know sometimes that, you know, Texas A&M came in and asked me, do you know any Blonda moving? I said, no. I didn't even know Blonda. Y'all were planning on moving Blonda. That's not very, I mean, that's really bad business, you know.
So that's
not what we're
left over here.
To what place over here? The building?
No, here.
Oh, the library.
Yeah.
Blonda said she had no problem with it.
Yeah, Blonda said she had no problem with it. But this is an example of how good it is. They left it here, and that's where it should be. Instead of having it over there, because it is. Even, they can tell you, because it is a lesson, it's not right. JD is over there. I mean, it's pretty, I mean, it's, I think it's a good plan. So, I hope that won't change the vote.
The only part that doesn't fit is where they, where Tony, when he spoke to me, and I guess he kind of stated this at the last meeting, that without telling us, he said, well, we're planning on moving out, and we're planning to move you guys to the Bloomer building. Yeah, he did say that. And then when I told him, well, we have a three-year lease to stay here. And I'm sorry, but the Bloomer building wouldn't satisfy our needs, simply because, well, there's a lot of traffic. Our top probation and stuff is there. It wouldn't be conducive to our interest to be in that place. They said, well, how about Dr. Wiley? And I said, well, parking would be a problem there for us. And then he said, well, what about the show barn? You know, we went down the list. And, well, it just, that building just wouldn't satisfy our needs either. And what we did discuss when he went to see me was that the county, I told him, well, if nothing could be worked out, we were planning on building a building anyhow. Which we're still planning on it. We kind of several years away from that. But what I try to get him to do is, well, if you could honor your lease till it's over, and then, well, we'll be gone. And that's what we were supposed to discuss, because he wanted to talk to our board to see if he could arrange a deal. But he didn't come. And I sent word, I believe it was to you, Judge, to your office, that he wasn't going to come if anybody of the commissioners wanted to come, but nobody did. So I spoke to my board as to the dilemma that exists, and they said, well, until they come up and tell us, you know, you need to move out, well, when that point comes, I think we'll try to work out something with a contract.
What year are you on from the three-year contract?
It was signed, I think, in August of 2016.
So at least two more years to go, more or less.
I think there's a year and a half left.
Oh, a year and a half.
It's 15, I'm sorry, 15. What's about a year and a half left? And with that year and a half, if the county plans on doing what you say you're going to do, well, that'll allow us enough time to build our building.
So we're not, you know, with this option that Commissioner Garvin talked about, we're not forming out a bowl. You know, he still has his two offices until the end of the contract, and then we need to have a bowl when we need that. They're saying that this other room, you want to utilize that for the fees, and let's start doing that in there now. And it's just, they give them, they say, okay, well, they're going this direction, now let's go this direction.
Correct. But we need to know.
And that room where Bobby was at, is it going to be occupied? And that corner one will be for another one? That big room for one?
So, yeah, we have, the idea was, Gonzalo's office, one JP, Bobby's office, another JP. Anna's office, JP, because she has two areas there. And then, when Felix and his secretary's office, another JP, that's four. And the board member, seven. And you have extra room for Ronald, which is now for that. And that fills up those buildings.
Has anybody gone back to school about the four buildings that have to be there? Got three of them. And they're big. And that would be ideal to park, the property we have here on the island. Those are big. And they're already have air conditioning there.
Yes. Our thing was like...
Yeah, try to keep all the finances together.
That was the whole thing, and, you know, get cameras up there, do our security up there, and the other thing is that we're going to have lighting,
And budget, I mean, you can go in the audit and...
Everything is just more accessible.
Those are the plans, I'm sure.
And even with the port of security, the JP staff has a port of security thing, and hire the officer to manage the building there. That was the thought, that's the thought.
All this plan, you guys didn't plan waiting.
I don't know about any of these plans, I want you to know that. But, thank you. I don't know, what do y'all want to do? You want to rent this, maybe we can, what about we rent this out to you until your year and a half is up? But then you don't know when you're going to hire, so you might just have...
We are planning on hiring somebody else.
Uh-huh.
We're just going to, if we don't get the additional room, well, we either have to build it quicker or not hire. If we can't find a room for them.
Is there anything left in that building? Any other room?
Well, if it's not the, space, I don't know how to take space, but in the meantime, there's a place for an individual for a small area, but it's something. You have to be building.
Well, yeah.
That's
probably why it would be better.
That's why I was saying earlier, Bobby or Rhonda, one of those, and then one of those.
Well, Bobby, they have the option of building that big case out there. I mean, it's, you know what I'm saying?
We'll move Bobby out.
Well, it doesn't have to be that room, but we would need an office space about the size, at a very minimum, what Bobby has. Because we need,
What are we going to do? Are we going to lease him out this building, this office space, or not?
That's the point.
Do we have a motion to approve the office space or not? Motion to approve? Okay, guys.
I think this needs to be planned out again. We got to be mapped out and come up with some kind of plan that would accommodate him as well. You know, along with our guys or whatever.
You wouldn't take anything smaller?
Well, we wouldn't be able, if we take Landa's room, we can accommodate that additional employee, but we can't do this. We don't have the room to do the testing.
And what do you do the testing right now?
We're not doing it.
We're not doing it.
We're planning on probably spending about...
Maybe you could put two JPs in Gonzalo's office. Well, that's going to be a big office for one JP.
That's what I was thinking.
Well, you have a lot of, say Lala's office, I'm going to move in there. I mean, she has to come to work, and she has three, four desks.
But that's a really big office.
The constables had four desks, and it was pretty, and they didn't have, they had a lot of work today that the JP had.
I just wanted to work that the business was talking about, and water testing. So we have room there in the office. We have the conference room. If you're on the space, it will kind of help us out too. I mean, if that person is working out of our office as well.
that water quality testing equipment was going to run about $7,000 that we're going to invest, and the AgriLife does it once a year. We're going to do it probably two, three times a month. That's the idea for the additional employee. But I understand the dilemma that you all have. You all have plans?
Yes.
Well, if it can't be worked out, it can't be worked out. Now, one other point that Tony mentioned and was that you all have county property. Well, we, for future plan, we, and he said that the county might be willing to sell us a piece of land to build our office. We certainly would be interested in that too. Now, he mentioned some property over there by the hospital. We certainly would be interested in talking about that.
You know, the fire department is also going to build a nice building over there also.
Oh, they are?
Over here, but at the end of the Y, right there, they'll be building their new building, and I think they're going to have some offices available also.
Well.
Something to look at also.
Well, he also mentioned that some drug seizure buildings, and I spoke to the sheriff. But they told me that those were federally seized, not county seized.
No, it's not county seized.
And hell knows when they become available.
And I think it's only one, I believe. Well, I think that we should accommodate Mr. Sines, and we should work out the JP in another way. He's been here, this is twice. We've signed a contract with him, you know, given him the, okay, you're going to stay there. I think we should go ahead and grant him this room 108. Do you have a motion to approve?
Well, like I said, there's a big plan in place. I do think we should keep him as well, but Ms. Garza, I mean.
That's fine.
It needs to be mapped out.
I just need to know if I'm going to, or if we're going to be allowed to stay till the end of the lease.
And that includes hiring someone for the county?
Take whatever's available, because that room has, we have plans for that office. We have plans. We've had those plans forever.
I don't think the deal is to take, I mean, I don't think the deal is to give you all for these parts, right? That's not even a question. The question is that we only just room for something else.
Yes, exactly.
So, you know, you say we're busy and we use room, I think that's the plan.
What about the library, sir? Is there anything there? Have you even considered?
I think the library is smaller than what we got now.
There's a real nice, there's several offices there.
Well, my understanding was that Anna was going to move over there.
Well, I'm just saying, just in case nothing of this actually takes place, I don't know, some backup plan.
Well, my only concern, and if what August is saying is true, well, we don't have such a problem if you all allow us to stay there till the expiration of the lease.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. No, for sure that's going to happen.
That's what I haven't heard, see?
For sure that's going to happen.
No, that's
what he was, within 3 or 4 months, we're going to need your offices, is what he said.
Well, no.
We signed a contract with you.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll honor that for sure.
That's all then.
No, you won't be, you know, kicked out before that time, no.
Well, just now is when I just finally heard it. And if that's true.
Just this additional office space that you need, we have plans for that one, but as far as your lease, we're going to honor it.
That's what the point that was never made clear.
No.
Yeah, because last time Tony said, no, we're going to get you out in 3 months. Yeah.
No.
That's what it sounded like.
Well, that's what was said. That's what was said.
Y'all allow us to stay there, well, we'll start making plans on getting our own building and hope to stay there till the lease is up. And if bizarro and we all, and we just finished saying you did, right? So I'll go back and tell that to my board.
Okay. So no action?
I'll
line that up there. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
But I think continue looking at Bobby's office, and if you think that's suffice for your new guy, that's the plan to go with. as well, and then the other plans for Landis or Bobby's, which, you know, one of those, I would like to reach out to him in the future.
Well, if, that might be something that my board might want to consider, but at the very least, if we stay in the office space that we have, that's fine. And if and when that other office is available, well, we might, it's a little smaller, but we might consider it too.
Thank you.
What are you doing, item number three, then?
I mean, we, no action. That's for the next budget. Line item six, discuss and consider authorizing an administrative service provider for the 2017, yes, it is. Let me go back to five. Discuss and approve facility usage contract use of show barn for kids, ranch rodeo, Christmas party, and Brooks County Youth Ag Day.
Morning.
Good morning.
We are trying to approve for three different dates. The show barn for the kids, ranch rodeo, will be in December 17th. This will be a whole day deal. One of our 4-H club managers wants to use it in the morning for a ranch rodeo, and then in the afternoon we were planning on having some type of winter wonder fest or wonderland. Some of the things we're planning for on the winter wonder fest is having maybe Santa Claus there for the kids to take pictures with, having some fun activities for the kids, games, moon jumps, stuff where they can go have a good time. The next one is a Christmas party. 4-H is planning a Christmas party where we're planning on I guess having some sort of like a Christmas carol thing where we bring in presents and then afterwards go and distribute to the community. And the third one is the Brooks County Youth Ag Day. We're planning on doing this January 7th. And this is for the kids that are showing projects in the Star Show. So we're just planning on having a rabbit clinic, goat and lamb clinic, and a poultry clinic.
I know that the 4-H talked to me about using the parking area.
Yes, ma'am.
That's for the Christmas party?
Yes, that's for the Winter Wonder, Winter Wonderland. Which
and
is
that's during the weekend?
That's December 17th. Okay. That'll take place after the ranch rodeo.
Okay. And that's Saturday?
That's Saturday.
Any questions?
So you just want to lease it? That's all. It's just the right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve?
There's no other questions. I don't see no problem with it. Motion to approve.
Okay. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion to approve. Thank you.
Thank you.
Number three, what would be the action on that? No action. Okay. Line item six, discuss and consider authorizing an administrative service provider for the 2017-2018 Texas CDBG Community Development Fund Application Services. Go ahead.
So we were one of the applicant respondents. I can answer your most basic questions about CDBG. Otherwise, I have my coworkers on standby.
Okay.
So the basics are if there is no cost for us to develop this application for you. We do it free of charge. And if, you know, for instance, if the application is submitted and you guys aren't chosen for CDBG 2017-2018, then any contract you sign with the engineer or us are null and void, and there is no cost. So it's the application is developed for free, and then our fee structure is built into the proposal that we submitted for the RFP.
Any questions?
No cost to us.
No cost for the application.
No, I have, let's see, there's no expense for the application. we develop that as part of the, in the RFP, it will state that. In the RFP, it states what fees will be charged should you guys be given the CDBG, and we administer it.
And everything has changed. I want y'all to know that before they would do everything for us, and grant workers would do everything for us, even advertising for us, everything, when we advertise for engineers, when we advertise for just the application of grant, all that, they used to do that for us. Now, from the county judge's office, we have to take care of all that. And now they're speaking to us. Before they could, the state set it up where we couldn't even ask them, like, just a few questions, and that was it. They couldn't guide us. So that has changed. That's given our office, my office, something else to do. Give you some background on that.
There's no questions. Move to approve.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Motion approved. Line number 7, discuss and consider authorizing engineering service prior to 2017-2018 Texas CDBG Community Development Fund Application Services. And this is, we went with LMB. LMB. Do I have a motion to approve?
There was how many?
Several?
Millions.
They applied?
Yes, everything was in the paper. I don't know if y'all saw the paper. We sent out the... No, there was a lot of them that applied.
And who picked them?
Yes. No, we was picked by me. Yes. I'm sorry. We did it different this year. That's what I'm saying. Everything shifted. Now it came back to the county judge's office where we had to do everything for us. Before, Grant Works was given that kind of a leverage to help us out and kind of guide us. Now it's all up to us. And since we worked with LMB before and we know the history of Brooks County, I kind of felt comfortable going with them.
Procurement rules changed recently. Mm-hmm. You have to pre-procure everything, all services before any awards are done, so that you can show in your application that you went through the proper, you know, it was a proper competitive field in which you were, you, the contractors were chosen.
Right. The state felt
it's
that.
It's how HMGP has been for a while. Like, when we went through the HMGP process, you know, you had to pre-procure everything before we can even do the application, and that's how the CDBG is now. It's kind of...
Yeah. They kind of thought that maybe they were being influential, right? They didn't want any influence on that, so they left it up to the judge's office. And that's every county, not just us.
Yeah.
That's every county. Any questions?
So that was the recommendation,
LMB. The same one, same.
Motion.
Motion, second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 6, discuss consider adopt resolution designating an administrative service provider and an engineering service provider for the 2017-2018 Texas CDBG Community Development Fund. And the resolution is... The next one there, this is just a sample of what they sent us. We will be revamping that to include Brooks County. And it'll say the resolution of the County of Brooks County, Texas, selecting professional service providers for the 2017-2018 Texas Community Development Block Grant Community Development Fund Project, whereas the 2017-2018 Texas CDBG Community Development Fund Grant Contract requires implementation by professional experience in the administration of federally-funded community development projects, whereas in order to identify qualified and responsible providers for these services, a request for proposals, RFP process for administration services, and request for qualification, RFQ, for engineering services has been completed according to the Texas CDBG requirements, whereas the proposals received by the due date have been reviewed to determine the most qualified and responsible providers for each professional service. It will go on to say that LMB has been selected to provide the Texas CB project with their administration services, professional services, and that will be signed by me. Do you have any questions?
No.
Standard procedure.
If there's no other questions, I make a motion to approve.
Motion, second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 9, motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Thank you.